the intersection of faith in Jesus and the career that you've had in media is something that I'm especially fascinated by, because staying humble is difficult for most everybody when they find something that they're good at. Now, you found something you're good at that people watch you on every night, thousands of people. How did you stay humble when you'd have scenarios where people would come up to you, blame Jared aside, and say, "I love you, I watch you on TV, you're a very important person"?
It was, it's very tough. It's very tough, because I would be the first to admit that being on TV, especially at a Care 11, I mean, I worked at a powerhouse station in Phoenix. And people recognize me. You know what I mean? Like, you go out, people recognize you. Whoop-de-doo, you're that guy that's on the news. But there was something, the connection that was made with people in the Twin Cities and around Minnesota and Wisconsin from me being at Care 11 was unmatched. And to this day, even though I don't even work at Care 11 anymore, when I go out, I mean, people want pictures and they want autographs. And I will be the first to admit to tell you that strokes your ego big time.
Yeah.
Big time. Especially for a guy. And you have to intentionally fight through that a lot. And there have been seasons, periods, whether it be a day or a couple of hours, maybe several days in a row, where I'd just be bummed out, especially since I left Care 11. And, I loved the limelight. I loved it, And I loved being that guy. I loved being the kind of the kooky weather guy in Care 11 that people just seemed to enjoy, and the whole blame Jared thing. And so, to answer your question, how did I do it? I still struggle. I struggle with it, and I still struggle with it. But a lot of the time, I have to kind of always keep in the back of my mind, okay, where do I find my identity?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is my identity as a Care 11 employee weather guy, or is it in something bigger? You know what I mean? And so that is something that I have to kind of continually and intentionally sort through, kind of navigate through.